We're here down at Toronto Cider Fest 2018. Don't Poke the Bear. You're new here at the festival this year. You're pretty new overall. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do and where you're from?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a totally Ontario-based company. There's about 10 people in the company all together, so it's quite a small startup. We actually are a virtual winery and a virtual cidery. So we started with wines about a year ago. Alan Jackson is our winemaker. He goes out to the Niagara Wine Valley and sources the grapes there himself. Also has a recipe. And we have a Baco Noir and a Chardonnay Sauvignon Blanc for our wines. Now, we also have a new cider, which came out about a month ago in LCBO stores. Currently trying to get it into a few grocery stores, Loblaws, Sobeys. Right now it's priced about $3.25 the LCBO stores. And the main message that we have behind our brand is anti-bullying. So we donate 5 cents per can and 25 cents per bottle to a charity called Friends First. Essentially what they do is they go into primary schools and they educate kids on why bullying is bad and how to deal with bullies if they ever come up in your life, which I think is very important, as even as you're an adult, there's still bullies, so you need to know how to handle yourself properly around that sort of a situation.
So a very different setup than a lot of the cideries here, mostly because, first of all, virtual cidery, which is something that's very interesting to kind of speak a little bit about. And second of all, the side of the social to it. Have you found that you've been embraced, or have there been challenges in getting things up and running?
Oh, as far as a business? Actually, yeah, for sure. There's always challenges when you're starting a new brand or when you're launching a new product. I mean, obviously the LCBO can present challenges in and of itself, but you know, we've been able to deal with those thanks to Stephen Fazerick and Andrew von Teichman. Myself and our whole sales team, it's been a big group effort in getting ourselves to market, getting ourselves to events like these. So for sure, we've run into challenges along the way, but nothing that we haven't been able to get past yet. And to be honest, I see a bright future for the brand itself. Definitely.
So tell me a little bit about what you're offering today and how, if someone who has never tried it, what they're thinking they might experience.
So I would describe the cider as a medium finish. We have 40% your desertal varietal, so the sweet apple is like a Macintosh, 40% of your high acid varietal, like a Northern Spy or a Ida Red, and 20% russet, like a Golden Delicious, something you'd probably find in like an apple pie. So that creates sort of your sweet yet still dry finish. So it's kind of an easy cider to enjoy. People who find that they like dry ciders can also drink this. People that find they like sweet ciders can also enjoy it as well.
And I would say that because we've had it and we reviewed it, that's a very accurate description of what you're saying. So something nice to try and definitely worth. And I have a feeling you're going to be pretty busy this weekend. And I wish you all the best with everything tonight on Country Night. And tomorrow going forward, and hopefully the weather will stay positive. So.
Hey, thanks so much. Really appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great night as well.
And if people want to get more information on the cidery, where do you go? Website?
Yeah, we have a website. It's called don'tpokethebear.com. If you want to get a look at our entire agency, it's called Vonterra Enterprises. Just Google Vonterra, vonterra.com. It'll pop right up as well.
Thank you again.
No problem. Have a great night.